Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello?
Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Thank you, Phil. I have a new phone through you guys too, and I pushed the wrong button. I
Oh,
apologize.
no worries. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Wendy
Hi, Wendy.
Carpenter.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
I think we were trying to reach you because you left us a message through our system saying, "Hey, I'm having issues connecting to something."
Oh, I did leave that. I don't remember. I've called so many people. The problem is that there's two problems. The phone is not still, the software might not have gone through. And B, my TV upstairs doesn't work.
Oh,
And I
that's
can't,
never
they
good.
said, and they said, don't disconnect or don't cancel my previous service. But the technician cut all the cable cords, so I can't get it. I have no phone but this phone.
All
He just
right.
cut the cable cords like with a razor or something.
So you're looking to see what's
Because I
going
tried to
on.
hook up, yeah, I had to trip. I tried hooking up my old Wi-Fi to see if I could get phone service because it just says no line on it. And I'm wondering why the thing isn't working at all, hours I spent on it. And then I realized that the other end of the cable is sliced off.
That's never good. So you're looking to see about what's going on with all your services and what's
Right. Well,
going.
my phone actually, yeah, Phil, my phone is actually through Consumer Cellular, so they'll be my next phone call. The software on that is not you guys. I have to remember that.
I understand. So you're just trying to figure out what's going on with, making sure everything is good to go and making sure that your service isn't interrupted or in any way, shape, or form. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's been interrupted since the tech was here yesterday. And, I'm going to check my other TV just to see if that has the same issue. But, yeah, I went to bed last night and I'm so used to falling asleep to the sound of the television and there was nothing.
I
So.
understand that, Wendy. I'd be very happy to help you with this issue. Before I continue any further, can I just verify a few bits of information before I delve into your account real quick? What is your service
Sure.
address?
192 Washington Avenue, Saugerties, New York.
Thank you very much for that. What is the email address we have on file for you?
Last name, first initial, harbingerw at gmail.
Thank you very much. And what speed of internet do you receive from us?
What speed? I think it's 1,000, whatever.
Yep, that sounds about right. So it's 1,000 megabits or it's 1 gigabit.
1,000 megabits, I think. And I
All
get
right.
an error code on my third TV too, I'm just realizing. So
All
there's
right.
only one TV out of three that work.
I'm looking into this right now for you, Wendy. Give me one moment.
Sure.
See what's going on for the devices. Are they trying to connect to the Wi-Fi still? Are they still trying to connect to your old network?
I don't know. It just says error code 0.6 on the downstairs TV, and the upstairs one just says no internet sound.
All right. What kind of TV is your one downstairs?
It's a Roku TCL. I'm waiting for it to appear in English again. It has every other language up now. We're experiencing a temporary problem. Please try again. Some issues might be fixed by restarting the Prime Video app or your device.
What was the error code you were receiving again?
0.6.
All right, I'm looking up that.
They even have it in Chinese, for God's sakes. It's
Yeah,
so
they'll do.
crazy.
So, from what I'm reading for your Roku TV, so that's also known as error code 006.
Or 016, it's saying now when it goes on to setup connection just came up. It's got not connected to the internet. Yeah, that's what it says.
All right.
Up an internet connection. Okay.
Error code 016 is a Wi-Fi signal strength issue. Yep. So that's saying that is a no internet connection. So this could be due to the change of your Wi-Fi signal. So the device that they were originally connected to was disconnected and has changed over. So for your Roku TV downstairs, were you given access to the HomePass app for your Wi-Fi information?
Yeah,
so you
but it's running on the but it's only running on the phone I'm using. Because now I see I'm trying to connect to the network and it says to enter the password, which is a crazy password.
I can, if you would like
they
me
said
to,
I would have to change it.
If you want me to, real quick, Wendy, what I can do is I can actually edit that password for you right here. The devices you currently the devices you do currently have connected will need to be changed, but we can edit this password. So it's something a little bit more easily recognizable to you. As well as if you wanted to, we could actually change the name of the network before you do any of these changes. So that way it's a bit more customizable. And if there's any other customers of ours in the area, they're not going to see the name of an Archtop Fiber Wi-Fi signal and think it's theirs. That way they know it's yours.
Okay. So, okay, the network password then would, yes, can you rename it and
change the password?
Yeah.
I can do that for you, Wendy, right now. What's the name you would like for your new Wi-Fi, for your Wi-Fi network?
I'll use my daughter's name, and it's, how many letters does it have to be, or it doesn't matter?
Anywhere from 1 to 32 characters.
So it's I-A-R-A.
All right, Wi-Fi network name has been changed. And what would you like your password to be? It does have to be a minimum of 8 characters.
The password, I'll just make it the same password I always do. Oh, just 8, but doesn't have to be special characters?
Doesn't need to be special characters. It can be anything you like.
How about 8 threes?
All good to go. It looks like everything is been changed up and it's good to go for that one. So your new Wi-Fi network name will be Ira. I believe
Yara.
I'm saying that correct. Yara.
Yara. Yeah, it's a Swedish name. Yeah.
Okay. And Yara is your new network name and your password is now 8 threes all in a row.
Great. Okay. So should I go to the upstairs? Oh, let's make sure this one works.
Yeah, check the one downstairs. Yep, check the one downstairs, okay. and then we can go from there.
Can I use this password because it says enter it for Archtop Fiber, or should I cancel it and
cancel out and go back into your Wi-Fi setup, and you should see the new network name.
Okay. Looking for the network. There it is. Okay. And
I'm watching your network right now in live as a live view of what's connected to your current network. So as soon as that TV pops up, it should provision for me and I should be able to see it.
Okay. It did. Okay. I have both now. Let's see. Look at that. Try again.
I'm seeing it right now. It looks like it is. It's provisioning on our network right now. It says it's calculating, which is a good sign. It means it is connected to our network.
Okay.
And it's connected. Yep.
Yeah.
And this could be the same issue that you were experiencing upstairs is because of the change of your Wi-Fi network to us here at Archtop Fiber. It wasn't properly able to connect. And this should be able to help, cultivate and get your information out for those TVs to provision onto the Wi-Fi network.
Fabulous. Let me go check upstairs. Of course, my dog just spilled a whole big water dish on the rug.
Oh,
trying to get
I
the ball out of the water.
I understand that perfectly fine. Luckily for us, what we have here is our dogs and all of our animals. We have a gravity water system.
Uh-huh.
So it's literally just like a giant, 5 gallon drum that we hook up to a base, flip it upside down, and it just continually refills the water. They do, get water everywhere because, it's cats and dogs.
But it's so cool, actually. Yeah, that really is kind of cool. Let's see, what channel do I want to try? I'll try the same one that's down, not connected, set up connected. It is working. I should have picked a number that was closer to the keyboard, the end of the keyboard, but I got it.
Understandable, yeah. And your other two devices will be disconnected temporarily. You will have to reconnect them to your Wi-Fi, but as we just showed with your Roku TV downstairs, it should be a quick and easy connection.
Okay. What other devices? What do you mean? My computer?
It looks like it was your laptop and your Galaxy Z Flip 6.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
please hold. Please hold for one moment.
Sure, sure. Yep.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Very loud noises.
Is it possible?
Sorry, it was just loud noises in my house.
I know there's a delay in the sound. I'm sorry. There's always a 5 second delay or something in speech, and then you hearing it. So I feel like I'm interrupting you, and vice versa, I'm sure. But it happens every time I call this network.
No worries. And I'm seeing an Element Roku TV. Is that your one upstairs?
Yes, that's the one upstairs.
That one is provisioning. Yep, that one is provisioned onto our network now. It's showing right now. So the only thing you'll have to do is you'll have to connect your laptop and your Galaxy Z back up to the Wi-Fi network, and you should be good to go.
Okay. Do you happen to know? Let's see. I want to make sure. It is coming up. I even get my Spectrum on this TV. Because I haven't canceled it yet, maybe.
That could possibly be the reason why, yeah.
I wonder if it's possible to keep just the television part for the app with them.
That's something you would have to speak with Spectrum about, yes. So for us, we can't, control what other companies do. We can only, help you with what we offer you, so.
Absolutely, I understand. It'll take some adjusting because I'm used to certain channels, like Oxygen and ID and those kinds of channels. But I wonder if I can get them on with this. So far, I haven't been able to figure that out.
So I actually had a customer call me yesterday. They were looking to, completely switch away from Spectrum and everything. And they did, like you, they had Spectrum TV. And one of the things that I made a mention to them about was there's a service out there that does offer stuff like Oxygen, a lot of your local news networks and everything. It's called Philo TV. That's Philo. It is an online service. They do have a dedicated 24/7 customer service line. And unlike Spectrum, where they're going to charge you for their, I believe it's like their 125 channel package that they have, it's like $108 before including fees and taxes.
It's ridiculous. Currently now for TV, Spectrum is charging me a low amount, but then they put some kind of a $25 charge on that along with that. So it does wind up not nearly as much as you're saying, but Yeah.
It's still expensive. So with Philo TV, it is $26 a month and you get 70 channels that are available. And us here at Arch to Fiber, we do advocate for using streaming services. And all of these channels are going to come through exactly like how Spectrums has been delivering them to you. They are a digital service that is available through the internet. And at $26 a month, that's literally a dollar more than the entire fee of what Spectrum was charging you.
Absolutely.
So I don't see why you wouldn't want to switch.
I don't either. This is great news because I said, oh, I'm going to miss that. I hope I don't miss it too much where I want to switch back, you know, and that's what I'm dealing with at the moment. So that is great to know. And I want to see what Spectrum tells me their prices for the app, too.
No, and I understand that. All righty. Well,
I didn't need those cords to begin with that got cut, it looks like, anyway.
No, you did not, apparently.
Yeah, because it's running off your network already.
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool. Okay, you've been such a... And your name is Phil as well, isn't it?
Yes, my name is Phil.
Okay, just like Philo, but...
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Wendy, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I don't think so. I hate to be a pest, but if I have another question, I'll call you.
Yes, you can always call us back. Any one of us agents will be happy to help you as much as possible.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling us back here at Arch to Fiber. Thank you for being part of the family.
Yes, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.